हरे कृष्णा, स्ट्राइव फॉर सेल्फ अंडरस्टैंडिंग, नॉट सेल्फ एस्टीम. सेल्फ एस्टीम इज अ वेरी पॉपुलर वर्ड नाउडेज एंड इट रेफर्स टू द सेंस ऑफ दैट वी शुड बी हैविंग अ सेंस ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट फॉर आवर ओन एबिलिटीज. हाउएवर, सेल्फ एस्टीम बिकम्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट इन टूडेज कल्चर because our culture bombards us with images of people who look perfect, speak perfect, act perfect, and in comparison to them, whatever we do seems to pale in imperfection, if not insignificance. So, striving for self-perception, self-esteem in such a situation can sentence us to insecurity, because we may constantly feel that I'm just not good enough. So instead of self-esteem, we can strive for self-understanding. Self-understanding can have three aspects to it. Firstly, self-understanding means that we understand who we ourselves are. The Bhagavad Gita explains in 2.13, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhiyate. Says that in the body, the soul is there, and the soul is the real person that remains unchanging even when the body changes. So with that understanding of the soul, we can move onwards towards deeper self-awareness, deeper understanding of who we are presently. We are ultimately souls, but presently the soul is in a particular kind of body and mind, and we need to understand that. The kind of body mind we have, that means what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are our interests, what are our apathies, and based on that we can focus on our strengths and navigate with our learn to live with our weaknesses. So if we agonize over our weaknesses, we will never be able to dwell on our strengths and grow based on our strengths. So we need to understand who we are in terms of our present talents and strengths and tap those effectively, knowing that these have been given to us by God. So spiritually, when we understand that as souls we are parts of Krishna, we understand that we have eternal privilege to love and serve Him with whatever we presently have. And thirdly, when we talk about self-understanding, it means becoming more understanding of ourselves. That means we understand our very humanness is defined by our finiteness, and we are not perfect beings. So rather than berating ourselves for not conforming to some stereotype of perfection, we can understand where we are and gently but firmly take steps up from there. So if we had a close friend who was discouraged because of having committed some mistakes, we would encourage them to, as we would counsel them, like that we can counsel ourselves and encourage ourselves to take slowly but surely steps upwards from where we are. By thus striving for self-understanding, we can do justice to our God-given talents and develop the potential that we have as souls, as eternal parts of God. And do make tangible contributions in this world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.